For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The leaders of the G7 countries have failed to heal a tariff dispute that has pushed them to the brink of a trade war, as President Trump quit the summit early and warned Canada, Japan, and Europe that all deals are off. The president had come to Quebec insisting on his long-standing claim that America has been exploited for too long by existing trade arrangements, and also calling for Russia to rejoin the group, to which Canada's prime minister says he's not even remotely interested in. As for the trade dispute,
I stand ready to work closely with the president to resolve this dispute swiftly, but as I have consistently said, I will always protect Canadian workers and Canadian interests.
The president had to leave early to get ready for his summit with Kim Jong-un. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The president is busy getting ready for his summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
We're going in with a very positive attitude, and I think we're going to come out fine. But I've said it many times. Who knows? Who knows? May not. May not work out. It's a good chance it won't work out. There's probably an even better chance that it will take a period of time. It'll be a process.
The U.S. is demanding that the North get rid of their nuclear weapons permanently. Pope Francis is warning that climate change could destroy humanity. He is calling on leaders to help the world to convert to clean fuels to avert catastrophe. The Vatican says his conference with oil executives is a follow-up to his encyclical 3 years ago. Authorities in France say chef and TV host Anthony Bourdain hanged himself in the bathroom of his hotel room, and a medical expert concluded there's no sign of violence on the 61-year-old's body. Toxicology tests are being done. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Senate Democrats want to address the health care issue in August. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Democrats are responding to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's move to scrap the month-long August recess due to what he called the Democrats' historic obstruction of President Trump's legislative agenda. In the weekly Democratic address, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia calls on Republicans to spend the month of August working with Democrats to pass proposals that bring down the price of insurance and prescription drugs for families.
The only way to get health care right in this country is for us to focus on real solutions that will work for folks across the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Florida's Agriculture Commissioner is speaking out about a newly released report by the Office of Inspector General, which shows that his office failed to conduct national background checks on concealed weapons permits for more than a year. Commissioner Adam Putman says a negligent employee did not cross-check 365 permit applications, 291 of which have since been revoked.
Of the nearly 350,000 applications that were processed in that one-year period of time, 365 were flagged for further action, which would have resulted, if the employee had done her job, in them being denied a concealed weapons license.
But he says media reports that tens of thousands of people didn't get background checks are misleading. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.